First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 1 to 16, the title of the message, The Spirit of Man, part 4. Paul says, And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech of or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak of the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually sinned. But he that is spiritually judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word tonight. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Lord, I pray you anoint my lips and guide me through the scriptures of God. Guide me with your Holy Spirit to speak words that your church need, that people will start to give up walking with the flesh, walking with their own minds, and come back to you in full repentance, knowing your will, discerning the leading of the Holy Ghost from the leading of the flesh and the emotions and the self-righteousness and the ego. I pray, O God, and I rebuke them all in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for a fruit in the life of your church and your people. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Take this message, and whatever the purpose of sending this word, to your church here and to those who come to listen. Let your purpose prevail and let be approved and let your be done. And so we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul, he starts to speak to them about the body of the Spirit of God in the life of man. He told them, he called them brethren, and he said to them in verse 1, he said, when I came to you, I did not come with the excellency of speech, of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. He's telling them, when I came to speak to you, and he repeated Apostle Paul, I am not eloquent in speaking, in order speaking. But what is coming from my mouth, it is not of my own mind and thought that I came to you. But there was the Spirit of God that had been dictated these things to me. And I am brought to you with these messages. Paul, when he moved to the Corinthians, he was moved by the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost, I know, you will find a place when the heart is set on God, not on other things. I repeat, the Holy Ghost will find a place in the heart who has set his heart, who in the life of a man who has set his heart on God, not on other things. In verse 2, he says, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. When he went to them, his purpose is to let them know about Christ, that He is the Lord, He is the Savior, and all that He preached and teach to them in order to make Christ revealed to them in full. That is all what was moving Paul to the Corinthians. And that is really the Spirit of God, not the Spirit of man. The Spirit of God was ruling and had overshadowed the Spirit of man in the life of Paul. So when he reached them, his purpose and his all what he did in that place, with his full determination that he would let them know Christ, and that he was crucified for the sin of the world, and his word and the scriptures and his will and his plans all get together in his preaching and teaching. And he told them, I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. He's saying to them, externally I am not the guy that attractive, neither to you nor to others, if you want to look on the external things of man. Standing and saying, I am fearful, and maybe I am, when you look at me, you say, oh, who is this guy? Because when people, they don't see the Spirit of God moving, they will see only the flesh and the external things that are perishing, and they will make a wrong conclusion. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10 and verse 10, you know, when he told them, I did not come to you with an excellent speech, you know, excellent speech is that, I'm not speaking about the grammar is correct or the language is well organized, but I'm speaking about somebody opened his mouth and he would say something that God wants to say, that if he say it. Even the person himself, when he speaks it, he's not aware. The man who is having the Spirit of God, he speaks things he is not aware that God wants him to say that to that person in that place at that hour. So he's telling them, what I have spoke to you is what God had dictated on me to tell. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 10. Paul is speaking, telling them what their opinion about him. He told them, some of you are thinking about me this, for his letter say they, the Corinthians, they are speaking about the letter of Paul, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily appearance is weak, and his speech contemptible. You see, when he speaks, you know, he's very weak. His voice is not clear. You are about to despise him, but when you read his letter, as if you are getting the letter of somebody else, not the Paul that we know and he had visitors. And that's why he told them, be sure, in our presence we will be strong as we are in our absence. Because his letter was very powerful, but his external shape was not so much impressive to them. He told them, as he has confidence in the Spirit of God, when I'll be there, I will do and I will speak and I will tell what God wants me to do. Let's go back. Do you want to live moved by the Spirit of man or the Spirit of God, the Creator of heaven and earth? And he will open up a topic that people hiding the sin, and the sin is faced to those who are doing it. Verse 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4. And he told them, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words, no flattering, not making the people happy with him, or attractive word with the promotional statements. He told them it is not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. What he's telling them, I did not arrange the words. Then I am telling these words to you. But I have said things as the Holy Spirit has led me, and as I am led by the Holy Spirit to go through the scriptures that God wants me to deliver. Then God's will prevailed, and God's plan also opened up, and the Spirit had shown, the Spirit of God has shown in my life and had demonstrated power in the effectiveness of what you are hearing from message. He told them in verse 5 that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, who is cunning and who can cook stories and who can bluff. That is the wisdom of man. And your faith should not be based on such kind of wisdom. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. How many of you, ask a question, how many of you, if you want to hear to do something, but you did not hear it from God, how many of you stop? You did not get my point. You did not get my point because all of you, and I don't want to say all of you, most of you, even if you don't hear from God, if you like it, you will go on to do it. I say here, how many of you, if you did not hear from God, you will not do it? If you want to do something, but God did not say it, but that thing that you want to do is okay, but you did not hear the voice. Do you know every time when you go with this, you are going with the flesh, not with the Spirit of God? That's what he said to them. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man with your own reasoning and understanding and setup. Are you led by the Holy Spirit? Have you questioned yourself, is the Spirit want me to do this? Is the Spirit want me to go there? Is the Spirit want me to, the Holy Spirit want me to speak such? Is the Holy Spirit want me to buy this? Have you questioned yourself? Or you were moving with enticing word and excellent speech? You can answer back, you can justify. You can do your own. But Jesus say, any plan that my Father did not plant, it will be uprooted. So your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. The power of God, when God says something and you get it and you say it, it will not be changed. And that's the power of God. To stand. Whatever you want to change, people want to change, but God, His word, His watching over it to be fulfilled. The Rhema words that God the Father speak and the Holy Ghost hear and bring to us, that we need to be sensitive to be moved as a church by it. Verse 6, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. You say, we speak wisdom of God, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. What do you mean this, with this word? The word that we speak, that come from the word of God, those who come to apply it, they are the perfect. That's how we describe them here. Speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Wisdom they will apply when they are willing to follow the Spirit of God. Willing to follow what the Word of God speak. He described them as perfect. So when we are not moving with the Spirit of God, there is imperfection in our lives. And that's where the source of the troubles. And what you see here, when he's telling them, not the wisdom of this world, how the people think or reason or plan, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. The princes of the world, those are the leaders who have the power and authority to do things. And when we observe events in the world, we hear many speak here and there, they speak a lot of things. But we know that later on, all the way they spoke, it came to nothing, because that was not the Spirit of God in them. How many of you watching and hearing the news? I tell you the truth, 95 or more percent of these news are lies. The reality are not told. And the best news is get your Bible and get your ear, get your eyes on the Bible and get your ears on the Holy Ghost to hear from God and move by Him. Verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Now he is telling them, he is defining that those who are perfect, those who are willing to get their spirit replaced by the Holy Spirit of God and reign over them, those are the perfect. And those are willing to hear the very word of God, the Rhema that God is sending to the church. And they are willing to apply, they are eager to it. Further than that, when there is such category, he said to them that that we will be able even to speak the mysteries of God. The thing that is, when you say the things, when you say it to the common people, it's a very strange thing. That's what you say in verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, something mysterious. What? This is what the Word of God says. Something that is of God, but for the natural people it is something abnormal. It's a mystery. Even the heaven wisdom. So he's speaking here about when we draw near to God, desiring more of the Holy Spirit, we will come to know mysterious things, and also the hidden wisdom of God is still are there for us to live our lives by the Spirit. Which God, you see, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. They are mysterious, hidden wisdom of God that is there before God created the world. It was for us, for our own benefit and glory. But since we need to go back to God and allow His Spirit to lead us in all our things. What I hear the Holy Spirit speaking is, whatever you have done with your own understanding, it will be just like a chaff. What He ordained, that it will remain and go. Everything that the Holy Spirit had ordained is for our own benefit. When we miss it, or when we make a mess with our flesh, we'll be in troubles. Verse 8. Which none is telling. These are the mysteries of God that God had prepared before the world for our own glory. He said, which none of the princes of this world knew. He said, those famous people that you look around, they don't know these mysteries, the hidden wisdom of God. For had they known it, if they knew it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If they know it, they would not do such shameful things. The blessing of God. Listen to them. The blessing of God is there to you. But when you don't walk by the Spirit, it will just vanish away from your life. Verse 9, but as it's written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. Now He's very clear, He's telling them, you want to see what God has prepared for you? You cannot see by your eyes. And you cannot hear it by your ears, because that is the wisdom of man. Depend on what you see and what you hear. I will tell you something. The man who follows the Spirit, he does not believe of what he sees. Even he does not believe what he hears. Even he has no belief on man. But his belief based on what God has said in His Word. He see what God has ordained through His Word. Certain time, circumstances around you, if you see with your eyes and evaluate with your mind, are all against you. But when you look to the Word of God that gives freedom, you can see where the blessing of God is there for you. That's why we need to change our way of life and our decision making and how we evaluate, think. I am not out of my mind. I am in my full mind. The mind of Christ, led by the Spirit of God. To do things, maybe it look odd or awkward. But that's what the Spirit leads to do. Manasrutin eye has not seen, nor ear hear. So don't depend on your eyes and your ear to hear. The things neither have entered into the heart of man, your own understanding. The thing God had to prepare for them that love Him. He quotes this from Isaiah 64, verse 4. Apostle Paul wrote, getting the scriptures from the Old Testament. He say, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither had the eye seen. O God, beside thee, what He has prepared for him that waiteth for him. He said, from the creation, no man have seen, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither have the eye seen, and that's true. You know, Adam and Eve, they followed their eyes and their ears, and they were taken out from the Garden of Eden. They did not follow the instruction of God's word. And he say here in Isaiah 64, verse 4, he say, no one has seen or heard what God has prepared for him that waiteth for him. And Paul say, he did not write those who wait for him, but he says those who love him. They understand that we really need to love God more than what we hear or see. And really we need to wait upon God to do the thing. If you will practice to do things based on what you hear from the voice of God, you will find that most of what you are doing is wasting of your time. Doing your own, nothing will be profitable to you. Understand? So how we can see it? No eyes have seen, no ear have heard, and no not come to enter anyone's heart of man. Verse 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 10. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. He said to them, I am not depending on my ears, on my eyes, to write and to speak, but I am waiting, hearing the Spirit of God and seeing the Spirit of God and moving and directing me to do what I need to do. And moreover, he said, the Spirit of God searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Like you hear the voice. You get initiative that God is telling you a certain thing about this issue. But you have searched the deep, you have to search more the deep things of God, yeah? God tell you something, you go back to God, explore deep. And that's why, when we walk by the Spirit, we'll be really odd. But that's what will remain forever. It worked. Verse 11, he says, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. He says, every man, He has a spirit, and his spirit knows the man very well. But the things of God is only the spirit of God know what is in the mind of God. You know, there's a story in the Old Testament to show how we can evaluate things. You know the story when the army of Syria, they were sent by the king of Syria to go and capture Elisha, because he was telling the king of Israel all the movement of the enemy. So when they came around him, with him his servant, and his servant was so afraid because he was seeing the army of the Syrians surrounding them. We will read that in 2 Kings chapter 6. Second Kings chapter 6 and verse 15 and 17. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And the servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? He saw a big army. He was frightened. And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. In verse 17, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. So what kind of life you want to live? You want to continue in your flesh, in your wrong motive of life, lies and trickery and corruption, and you still depend on your eyes and your hear, your ears to evaluate things, or repent and come back to God and let the Holy Spirit lead you step by step where God wants you to be, and you can see God's presence more clearly and profound in your life, leading you step by step in His good plan for you. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Paul cut it short to them, and he told them in verse 12, Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. He told them, God make a way. We have the Holy Spirit, and we need to go on in this direction to know what God had given to us before the creation of the world for our own benefit and glory. Verse 13, with things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. You see, the thing God revealed to us, we are telling you this word by words, but not the words of man, but word we have received, the Holy Ghost teaching to us, to His church. And that's this word we are giving to you, comparing spiritual things with the spiritual matters. That's why certain times People can't understand. Yes, because still in the flesh. Cannot accept, cannot perceive, cannot see the danger because still glorifying the flesh and not giving way to the Holy Ghost of God to move. Verse 14, but the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. He now differentiated them, going to divide them. If you are a natural man, you cannot be receiving the things of God. If you still, you rely on the flesh, you cannot receive the spiritual things. For they are foolishness unto him. He can't accept them because for him it's not only foolishness, but it's very shameful that I need to follow such things. Because still in the flesh. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Spiritually discerned, what you mean here? He cannot see that this is the truth. He cannot see them as the truth because still he is in the flesh. In verse 15, he's telling them, he spoke to them about the carnal man. Now, the spiritual man. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. He's telling them, the man who is spiritual, the natural man cannot judge him. What do you mean here? The natural man, the carnal man, he has no revelation from God. He cannot go and judge him or persuade him to go from his way because the spiritual man has been received clear instruction from the Holy Ghost of God. And what you say, what you mean here, yet he himself is judge of no man. What you mean here, if somebody who is not led by the Holy Spirit cannot convince somebody who is led by the Spirit of God. What Paul is saying here, if people are led by the Spirit and come and speak to us, we will be welcoming them because they will speak spiritual things that add to our spirit that we have received from God and we will welcome them. But natural, carnal people who are still in their flesh, they will not be able to discern what God is telling us, unless they are willing to repent and realize and can see things in reality and in the truth. For who has known the mind of the Lord? He's asking, who knows in the mind of God? The carnal man or the spiritual man? And he's judging, now he's dealing with them. Because he was writing a weighty material to them. In the life of the church. A lot of things need to be corrected. He told him, who knows what is in the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him. That he may instruct those who want to follow the Spirit of God. But we have the mind of Christ. Say to them, we have the mind of Christ. What God wants to do in the middle of the church in Corinth, in the middle of us, Apostle Paul say, we have the mind of Christ. We are discerning that is the Spirit of God and that is the flesh. That's what God wants us to do now and that's what the flesh wants to handle us now. And if you go to chapter 3, you will understand chapter 2 in a more clear way. And I, brethren, verse 1. Could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Now he's face to face. Because he was putting in front of them an agenda, their mind is far away from what he's speaking, most of them. And he had to lay it bare in front of them. He say, I can't consider you spiritual. You know what is carnal, what is spiritual? Carnal is led by emotion, by flesh, by desire, by his own plan, by people opinion, not led by what he hear or see the spirit moving in his life. You see, I can't consider you spiritual but carnal. I have fed you with milk, verse 2. I need to give you milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. You see, I can't give you more because you are not able to bear what the Spirit is telling me. You are not yet in that level. So what is telling them? You please repent, change your setup from carnal, put it spiritual, so I can impart you more things of God, so that what God has prepared for you, that you cannot see with your eyes, and you cannot hear with your ears, and you cannot enter or perceive in your heart, it will be revealed to you by the Spirit of God, when you welcome the work of the Holy Ghost in your life. In verse 3, for ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envy, and jealousy, and strife, fighting, and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men, not as spiritual men? That was tonight for us. What kind of people we are, what kind of person you are? Either carnal, moved by your five senses and your desires, and there is no way God will penetrate you and speak to you to change your ways. We need to be not continuing milk. We need to grow. And for us to grow, we need to repent of the things that we know to sin. Because that will not allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. And we will live in as a carnal man. No growth, and also our salvation is questionable if we will continue in such a way. Let's stand in God's presence. What kind of life you want to live? You want to see the enemies around you, or you want to see the chariots of God and the fire of God and the movement of the Holy Ghost leading you? Lord, thank you for your word to me tonight. Lord, I pray you lead me with the Holy Spirit. I repent, O God, from the sin of the flesh, the strife and envy and worldliness, and whatever corruption that the flesh dictates on me. Lord, I am coming to you, in the name of Jesus. I commit myself, O God, to do the things that your Spirit is telling me to do. O God, in the name of Jesus, I desire to take meat, not only to live on milk, but meat so that I will know the deepest things of yours and the mysteries and what you have prepared for me. Lord, I commit myself to have more love and waiting patiently to come and to bless me and to do the things that you had a plan for me. Lord, I pray for my brothers and my sisters. I pray that the message has fallen into a fertile soil. People will be changed. People will be willing to leave their carnalities and to think in the way that you want them to think. Their heart desire and motive to be set right before you, O God. Lord, I pray for those who are willing, fill them even right now with the Holy Ghost and lead them. Speak to them, O God. Speak to your church. Speak to your servants, praise them to serve you in the spirit and the truth. Oh God, I pray for a victory in our life. Lead us to do what is right and correct. Lead us to evangelize, reaching the lost, helping people. Help us to understand what the Holy Spirit is speaking to the church and leading the church into your work in the name of Jesus. Lord, I commit myself to go and move and do the things that you want me to do in the name of Jesus. Protect us, O God. Provide for us. Provide for our people who are willing to go along your ways. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Draw me close.